Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ted Bosefield. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hankins moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosefield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Lawler moves to third. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Kamkarian pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosfield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Diego Segui. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fisher. Landis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hankins moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Hankins scores. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Ron Hansen. John Wyatt now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Fox moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Martin and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Alouzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alouzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alouzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-4 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan pinch hits for John Wyatt. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.